Hi there, this is Jacob Msiba, the Senior Pastor of Builders Church. I just want to thank you for taking time to listen to our podcast today, and I trust that it will bless and build your spirit. Enjoy the message, and God bless you.
Even though it's still connected to our theme for the year, but we are introducing a new theme for the next couple of weeks. I always, you know, try and avoid putting timelines to these themes, because sometimes, even though we want to make them 1 month and the Lord keeps on speaking, revealing. But for the next couple of weeks, we want to explore the subject on faith life. Faith life. We said this is the year to live. The Apostle Paul in the book of Galatians, when he declared that it is no longer I who lives, but Christ lives in me, he says. But he finishes off that statement by saying, the life which I now live in the flesh, he says, I live by faith in Christ Jesus. And that is the kind of life that you and I are supposed to live, faith life. Faith in Christ Jesus. The Bible tells us that we are supposed to live by faith. It says the just shall live by faith. That is, if we want to truly live, we need to make sure that our faith is intact. Our faith is in the right place. Jesus Christ's intercession and cry in his heart is that when he returns, he will find faith in us. There will never be a time, for as long as we are still here, there will never be a time where faith will not be required of us, as we are going to see in just a moment. And the subject that we are going to focus on this morning is living in the Spirit. Living in the Spirit. Living. Remember, the theme for the month is faith life. We are going to be exploring different subjects along those lines. And the first one today is living in the Spirit. And we will see how it is connected to the theme. Amen. Galatians 5 and verse number 25. Don't open. It's on the screen. It says, if we live in the Spirit, if we live in the Spirit, he says, let us also walk in the Spirit. And I mean, you can see how that lady is walking, that what is walking in the Spirit all about. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. The Passion Translation puts it this way: if the Spirit is the source of our life, we must also allow the Spirit to direct every aspect of our lives. The Amplified Version says our conduct must be empowered by the Holy Spirit. That last part. The New Living Translation, let us also follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. It says, let us go forward in walking, in the classic Amplified Version. Let us go forward walking in line. It says, our conduct controlled by the Spirit. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. We pray that you will speak to us this morning, that you will challenge us, that you will impact the way that we think and the way that we live, Father, the way that we do life with you. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Now, faith is the foundation upon which we can build our relationship and our life with God. If we are going to have a good relationship with God, if we are going to build in a more effective way a good relationship with God, and if we want to experience life with God, because life without God can never be the same as life with God. Life without God can never be the same with life without God. Right? If uphila noNkulunkulu, you live with God, it will never be the same as living without him. Are we here? And for us to be able to have that kind of life, It has to be built and established upon the solid foundation of faith. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter number 6 from verse 1, let us get beyond the teaching of the elementary doctrines of Christ, it says, and let us be borne along toward what is mature. And then it says, let us not be continually laying again a foundation. Let us not be continually laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works. And in verse 2, it says, of faith in God. So when you start your walk with God, faith has got to be in place. Faith in Him. You have got to learn, and it has got to be a thing in you that as early as possible, you are going to establish this solid foundation of faith upon which you can build your relationship with God, upon which you can establish your new life with God. If there is no faith, it is going to be impossible to build that kind of life. Are we together? And secondly, we need to understand that life with God requires faith in Him. It's a requirement. It's not an option. Life with God requires faith. It can only work. It can only be real. It can only be tangible if we have faith in God. When the disciples were shocked by the fact that Jesus spoke against the fig tree and it began to wither, the Bible tells us that in His response, Jesus then says to them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. That's why each and every one of us, we have got to be aware if there's anything that you are supposed to protect with every fiber of your being in your walk with God is your faith in Him. Let nothing interfere with that. Your faith in God is a requirement. Jesus said that emphatically to the disciples. He said, have faith in God. So in other words, when they were surprised that, wow, Jesus, by just a statement that you said over this fig tree, we come back, you know, days later, it is withering. It is busy dying. And Jesus was pointing them towards the right direction to say, in other words, if you want to see these kind of things happening in your life, you've got to put one thing in place. You have got to have faith in God. You've got to have faith in God. That's in Mark 11, verse 22. And in verse 23, he continues to say, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. So in other words, we must get to a point where we will be above doubting God. In other words, you need to get to a point where you say in your life, no matter what is happening, I am not going to allow doubt to eat up my faith. But I am going to believe God. I'm going to believe God, because even in the things that you say with your mouth, as inspired by the Spirit of God, Jesus says you've got to believe that those things, as a matter of fact, are definitely going to take place. You need to understand that any declaration of faith that you are making, it is not going to be in vain, but it is going to produce the results. But you have got to have faith in God. You cannot afford to be a faithless believer. Amen. Are we here, Bazalwane? Your quality or your level of faith will either please God or it will displease God. Your quality or your measure of faith will either please God or it will be displeasing to God. Hebrews 11 verse 6, without faith, it is impossible. It does not say it is difficult. It says it is impossible to please God. Without faith, ngaphandle kokukholwa. That's why I'm saying even your relationship with God will not work if it lacks faith, if it is not from a place of faith. As a matter of fact, the Bible says in Romans 14 and verse 23, anything which we do which is not from faith is sin. That is what the Bible says. So you've got to drive your relationship with God through faith. You've got to do everything that you are doing with God, for God, and that God is doing through you. You've got to do it by faith. There has got to be an element of faith, an element of believing, an element of trusting in what God is promising you in your life. Now, there are different levels or measures of faith, and the first five that I am going to mention are displeasing before God. And the last five are the measures of faith that will please God. Hallelujah. The ones that are displeasing to God, the first one is a level of no faith, according to Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 20. It is a dimension of no faith. And some of us, even though we say we are Christians, but we are faithless Christians. We are Christians who doubt God with anything and everything that is being said. So even the very message that I am preaching now, you can only receive it by faith. If there is no element of faith, you can analyze every sentence, every word that I have just said, and you can choose not to believe in it. And the first level where God is not going to be pleased with you in your walk with Him, it is when you are a person who operates from a place of no faith at all. And many of us, we come to church, but we have no faith. We read the Bible, but we have no faith. We pray, but we have no faith. We give, but we have no faith. We worship, but we have no faith. And that's why we don't see the results that all of those things that we practice are supposed to produce. And another measure of faith is actually little faith. Yes, there's some form of faith, but our faith is little. And what did Jesus mean by little faith? It is the kind of faith that does not last. It is the kind of faith that we have when we hear the word, when we receive the word, and we are excited about it. But as soon as we walk out of the church building and real situations confront us, that very same faith that we said we had earlier then begins to dissipate. It goes. We don't actually respond according to the faith, because the Bible clearly tells us that our faith will always be tested. That's why I even said during the week, it will always happen in your life that after you have declared your faith in something, in the word that God has revealed, the opposite is going to happen. To really test if what you believe actually is true in your heart. That's why Peter, when he said to Jesus, "If it is you, Lord, bid me to come, bid me to walk on water." And Jesus said to him, "Come." And the Bible says he started walking on water because his faith was alive. His faith, when Jesus said, "Come," remember, faith comes by hearing. So when Jesus said, "Come," he had faith, but the faith was little, because when the storm arose, the Bible says then he began to doubt. And as soon as he began to doubt, what happened? He began to sink. So that's why many of us, when you are at church and you are receiving the word, you feel like I'm going to make it. You feel like I'm going to overcome. You feel like this breakthrough is definitely going to come. You feel like I'm going to get the job. You feel like my business is going to prosper. You feel like I'm going to be promoted at work. But as soon as you go back to the world and you are confronted with the real situation, that's to oppose your faith, you begin to allow doubt to kick in. And what happens? Your faith then becomes little. That's why each time the disciples failed to produce a miracle, Jesus used to complain about one thing. He used to say to them, "Oh, you of little faith." So in other words, I saw you receiving the word. I saw you hearing the word. I saw you being excited about the word. I saw you acting on the word. But when the real situation confronted you, faith went away. Let me tell you, Bazalwane, things in the kingdom of God don't just happen just like this. That this is where you know that the devil is very much real. Ask yourself this very one thing. How come that after you have believed the word of God, a situation contrary to what you have had kicks in just immediately? That's why the Bible says, be vigilant, because your adversary, your enemy, Satan himself, he is roaring around like a lion. So in other words, he's watching us. When we are excited in church and we are clapping hands and we are declaring, we are receiving the word with excitement, we are jumping up and down and we are making decisions in the presence of God, the devil comes and follows, and he orchestrates a situation for you that is going to go against what you have just believed. Oh my goodness, as the children of God, I am praying today that each time we walk out of the presence of the Lord and the opposite thing begins to happen, we are going to declare the devil is a liar. I am going to experience my blessing. I am going to experience, I'm going to receive everything that God has promised me. Little faith is not pleasing before the Lord. Little faith is not going to actually produce anything for you in your life. You've got to have the kind of faith that is going to be pleasing to God. Number three, the Bible also speaks about weak faith. This is the faith that you don't feed. This is the faith that you don't nourish. This is the faith that you don't cultivate. That even though you are overcoming situations, but you are not going back to feed the faith. Because faith comes by hearing. And the Bible actually there says, many other translations actually puts it this way. It says, if you keep on hearing. So in other words, you after you overcome that challenge, you go back to the promise. You go back to the word. You listen to it again. You pray over it again. That's how you are strengthening your faith. That's how you are boosting your faith. Because after you have overcome or confronted a challenge, your faith grows weaker. In other words, the way that you felt in a service will be different by Wednesday. Even though you still hear that voice somewhere. That's why I always say it is a very good thing to take notes, to journal. Why? So that when you go back home, you can go back and say, because when you hear it again, when you listen to the podcast again, when you go over the word again, it comes back and it hits. It hits where it hit on Sunday and it sparks that fire back up again. And before you know it, the devil thought on Monday he got you. Because on Tuesday you woke up discouraged. But on Wednesday, when the word of God came, it strengthened your faith. And come Thursday, you wake up and you say, I am going to take what God has promised me. I'm going to possess my possession. I'm going to step into that which God has already given. Devil, I'm not going to beg for my breakthrough. My breakthrough is mine and it belongs to me, and I am going to take it by force. The kingdom of God, the Bible says, suffers violence and the violent take it by force. In other words, you have got to be violent in your faith. You've got to be radical in your faith. You've got to rise up and tell yourself that, yes, I cannot afford it, but I'm going to take it by faith. As I let me tell you this, God has got so many things. Let me not get ahead of myself. Number four. Vain faith. Empty faith. This is empty faith. What kind of faith is this? It is the kind that does not come from hearing. Because faith is not a positive mindset. Faith is not that motivation you hear from a motivational speaker saying, be positive. Believe, gonke kuzolunga. No. Faith, the Bible says, comes by hearing. And if it does not have that kind of revelation, it is empty faith. You cannot just randomly pick anything and attach faith to it and expect God to respond to it. For you to believe what you believe in, what did God say? What is the kind of revelation that you received before being excited? So sometimes I'm sugar lunkulunkulu, yes. I mean, that's why I'm going to say this. Write down everything that God says to you. Focus on the things that God has promised you in a season he has promised you. Don't impose on God to perform according to what you desire from your flesh. That's why the Bible says in the book of James, sometimes we ask and we don't receive because we ask amiss, it says. It says we ask because of our own selfish and carnal desires. And that produces empty faith, vain faith. You've got to know specifically, what did God say to you? You need to know how to keep record of the promises of God. When you read the word and you run into a promise that hits and slaps hard in your spirit, receive it. Number five, dead faith. It is not pleasing. Faith without works is. So what kills faith? It is not acting according to your faith. Faith is not faith until you have acted upon it. Some of us, we say we have faith, but we tremble instead of acting in line. If you believe, if you really 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 believe, you've got to act. If you really believe, you've got to act. Action activates the power behind the promise. I was telling you during the week, Bazalwane, and I'm going to ask you to pray. I'm going to ask you to pray. I was telling you during the week, we went some 2-3 weeks ago to look at a building, church building here in Boksburg. It costs six million. I was telling Elder Jury earlier that when I saw that building, I was not thinking about us. I was thinking about Builders' kids and the way that they love soccer. And today, bangivalele khoneni, and they said to me, because they bought them, tina sibiza nge table soccer, makunale gama elingikhonfuzayo lezeni elisebenzi, yini?
Football.
Yini?
Football.
Football. Ayman, table soccer, that thing. It's like yabo leya dynamic yescarf tin in a carved tin. To me, it's carved tin. Don't confuse me with this table soccer. So Lelo says to me, no, Muruti, we want to play real soccer. This is not the same. So when I saw that building, I was there because there's an open field. They can have a fully fledged soccer field. And when we saw the building, I walked away. I was like, well, we saw it. That's fine. And also my wife was not so encouraging. You know, it just went. Because you can't rush until you sense faith kicking in. Otherwise, it's going to be empty faith. So I had to continue praying. I had to continue. And the more I think about it, the more I pray about it, slowly faith is kicking in into my spirit. Slowly, even this morning, I was watching it on the computer. I was showing Mr. Mayile. I was looking at it. I was like, wow, God, what are you saying about this building? And slowly, I'm hearing the voice of God. Just it's becoming stronger and stronger in my heart. But... God will not move until I move. God will not move until we move. Because faith without works is dead. In other words, it is not going to work for you to believe and still sit down. You cannot believe God for a job and stay at home and not apply for one. You cannot believe God for open doors in business and yet you are not preparing any proposal. You are not knocking on doors. You are not, because faith without works is dead. For as long as you are sitting down, the force of faith is not going to kick in. For as long as you are not saying anything, you are not doing it, because I'm still believing God. But what are you doing to show that you are believing in God? What are your actions that line up with your faith? So in other words, we've got to take some radical decisions. In other words, when and the elders here at church know that once that thing kicks in, I'm no longer thinking normal. I'm doing things that are beyond our budget, beyond our capacity, beyond everything. And I'm sure sometimes I'm stressing them out because they know once I send them a link or something, they know, oh boy, here we go again. We are going to be stretched. We are going to be, but this one, Bazaar, let me tell you. The only prayer that we need here, and I'm not going to limit God by what I'm going to say, because we are still praying, because I believe God can give us the 6 million, right? Which is an ideal thing. Like if God can just give us the 6 million, like 6 million, then we don't have to think about any payment on a monthly basis. 6 million. That's why God must bless you guys. Because ngabe oyone when you sign a check, man. So I'm from this. Ah, man, no stress. Unkulunkulu makathi asiye. Nice 6 nyana. Asibona ukuthi senza njani. Manje smoova nini. So last week, what even whacked my faith even more, last week they called me abaningazi bale building, but ilisi yethu yaphela. And they are not prepared to increase it for more than 6 months. So in other words, they are looking for option B. Of course, they are selling it. And we were also saying, we'd love to buy this building. But when I'm comparing it to what I saw, and this one wants 10 million, but the other one, which is already a church, wants 6 million. Common sense says, go for the 6 million. But it is still dead faith. Because we have not yet done anything. So faith will kick in mhla safaki offer.
Singazi ukuthi imali izobuya
phi.
Because God says, come and buy from me in Isaiah 55. Oh, he says, come and buy without money. So in other words, God says, if you want to transact with me, because when we look at that building does not belong to that church. That building does not belong to that church. That building does not belong to that church. That building belongs to God. That's why you need to understand the car you want does not belong to the bank. It does not belong to the car dealership. You need to say to yourself, God, I'm coming to you, number one, to transact by faith with you, because he says, come and buy from me without money. So that when you go before men, he will give you money. But to him, all God wants is faith. All God wants is faith. When you come to him, he says, without faith, it is impossible to please me. I don't have time. I don't have time. I need to close. So faith, measures of faith that are pleasing to God. Number one, small faith. So there's a difference between little faith and small faith. There's a place where Jesus says, if you can faith, have faith as small as the size of a mustard seed. So the little faith is, it is there, but it does not last. Small faith says, I'm going to hold on to this word. Yes, I am tired. Yes, I am weak. Yes, the devil is attacking me. But I'm going to hold on to this small, thin voice in my heart. I believe. Yes, I feel the pain in my body. But I believe for my healing. Yes, I am unemployed. But I believe for my job. Yes, I don't have a house, but I still believe. Yes, the bank is phoning me for this debt or that debt, but I still believe for my breakthrough. All I need is small faith, the size of a mustard seed, as long as it is still faith, as long as it is going to last you through difficult situations. That is all that God is looking for. Number two, it is sincere and genuine faith. In other words, your faith has got to be genuine. Your faith has, it does not have to be hype. It has got to be genuine. The one that comes from what you have heard from the Lord. It is the one that is so original in such a way that it is more real than your situation. That when you look around you, yes, the situation says, have you ever heard a believer say, but be realistic, the reality, ukuthi anginamali, but when your faith is genuine and sincere, it becomes more real than your difficult situation, more real than your empty bank account. So in other words, this is the zone that you enter into, where the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for. In other words, I am not touching it yet, but it is so real that I sense that something is about to kick in my life, and I refuse to let go of this feeling. I am going to get a better job. I am going to get a financial breakthrough. I am going to be promoted. I am going to thrive in business. I am going to be healed. I am going to become a better person. Why? Because faith is more tangible. In other words, I'm not going to be excited when I see with my natural eyes what God has promised. Number three, steadfast faith. This is the kind of faith that you are not going to be shaken. Number four, rich faith. I don't have time because now I'm not going to get into what I needed to get into. And number five, the fullness of faith. The fullness of faith. You need to understand that there is going to be a level where it does not matter where you are, what the devil is saying, but the fullness of faith. In other words, I'm so overwhelmed. I am already living in that world. I am already rich. I am already blessed. I am already favored. In other words, I am already going to behave according to what I am believing God for. I am going to behave like a CEO. I am going to behave like a director. I am going to behave like a mega church pastor. I'm going to think. So sometimes you need to forgive some of the people. You will think they are somewhat proud, but no, there's something that they have seen in the dimension of the spirit and the way that they behave. In other words, even at home, I'm not going to allow myself not to buy what I want to buy when I want to buy it, because I am thinking of my balance. I am going to eat in a restaurant even though that's my last 300 rands, because the fullness of faith says this is the kind of life that God wants you to live. Please DJ 13, help me with the monitors. I am here to provoke somebody who will get into the level of the fullness of faith. I am here to provoke somebody that you have been feeling sorry for yourself. You have been weary and tired, and you have somehow accepted the state of lack in your life. You have somehow accepted that I am broke. You have somehow accepted that things are not working out in my life. You are by the rivers of Babylon, and there you are sitting down, and there you are saying, "Sekuphelile ngami." I am here to provoke somebody to say there is a God in heaven. There is the God of all power. There is the God of all strength. There is the God of the silver and gold. What is impossible with you, it is possible with God. Switch the gears, move from the natural and get into the spirit and begin to see things according to how God is revealing them. I am sick and tired of living my life according to the realities that are around me. God is showing me something. God is revealing something. God is saying something. And when I walk out of this place, I choose to believe. I choose to believe. I choose to trust. I choose to hold on to the promises of God. Let me tell you, Bazalwane, my situations are too real for you to tell me to be real with my situations. If I can be real with my situations, I'm going to be broke. If I'm going to be real with my situations, I'm going to be more sick. If I'm going to be real with my situations, I am going to die. I refuse to live in the flesh, but I will live in the spirit. I will depend on what God says in the spirit. The Bible says, the things that you ask when you pray. He says, the things that you ask when you pray. Because this is what prayer does. Prayer takes you from the natural, real life. And it takes you to the realm of the spirit. And that's why when you pray, you feel better about yourself. That's why when you pray, you live in the realm of all possibilities. That's why when you pray, your mind gets clearer and clearer. That's why when you pray, you feel like you're a millionaire already. That's why when you pray, you look at your marriage coming back to life. That's why when you pray, you look at your business, you see it prosper. That's why when you pray, you see yourself signing contracts, because you live in the spirit. And all I am here to say is stay there, stay there, stay there. Don't come back down. Stay there. Push in the spirit. Push in that realm. Push in that dimension. Live in the spirit every day of your life. Stay there. Stay there. Stay there. Stay there. Stay there. In that realm, I am rich. In that realm, I am blessed. In that realm, I am favored. I am delivered. I am a better man. Stay there, stay there, stay there, stay there. Don't let your realities pull you back down. The Bible says, looking at the things which are not seen. That's why I liked what Brother Zake said earlier. Because when you're looking at the things that are not seen, those who are around you, they don't see what God is showing you. Because there is a place, Ezekiel, the Bible says, when they were crying by the rivers of Babylon, where they sat down and there they wept. The Bible says about Ezekiel, I was sitting by the river Chebar, same Babylonian captivity. But he says the heavens opened. I saw the visions of God. You can be both unemployed but you don't see what I am seeing. Our businesses might be struggling, but you don't see what I am seeing. I am living in the spirit. I live in another realm. I live in another dimension. In that realm, the building is ours. In that realm, New Life Christian Church or whatever it is, that banner is removed. There's Builder's Church. There's Builder's Church. There's Builder's Church. There's Builder's Church. I refuse to live according to my... I said to you, our situations are too real. Now we ask you how stressed you become when you are looking at your empty bank account, when you are listening to the phone calls every day, people looking for that. That's too stressing for you to tell me that's my real world. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. Because what we are looking at in the real natural world, conspiring our downfall. That's too real. That's too dangerous. That's too much toxic. And I'm saying, God, let me live in that realm. Let me stay there.
Hallelujah.
And never come out. Because the situations have got to line up with that real world of faith. Because that world is more real than the natural. So it's your choice today. Are you going to live according to the flesh? Or are you going to live according to the spirit? That is what being spiritual is all about.
Amen.
It's not being funny and being like a zombie. Faith says to you, this does not exist. Situations say, this is real. Let me tell you, Abatabanyamaba define fear, which is an opponent of faith, by the way. It's false evidence appearing real. So when you walk out of this service and you up in faith, the devil begins to give you evidence, false evidence, and say, yeah, you were blessed as on twin, but you look at your bank account, look at your bread tin, look at your fridge, look at all of these bills. Still, I refuse to accept that is my status quo. I still refuse, no matter how real it may look. Because faith makes tangible the things that God wants to. So sometimes you have this good and great feeling that, listen, there's a level at which I'm going to live. And Pastor Ryan, don't look at me and see, Mfundisi is always, that days when I wake up, and I'm like, my situations are too real. There's that days when I wake up and I'm like, oh God, I wonder. And I thank God that from time to time He gives me a word that will bring me back to life. And I'll be like, God, we are going to see another month. We are going to see another month. We are going to see another month. We are going to see another week. We are going to see another day. We are going to continue to build. It's tough. There are days where I will even say to my wife, love, it's tough. I'm going to them, blessed be my wife, because she can take it. Sometimes I tell her, I stand, and sometimes I don't say anything. Because see, God bless our women. Sometimes I stand with her and I say, love, it's tough. But I'm trusting God.
Amen.
I'm trusting God. I'm trusting God.
Amen.
Because I refuse to accept.
Yeah.
Oh, we might as well die now. Because
yeah.
Something must give. And for something to give, I need to stay in that realm. That's why in the book of Revelation, Jesus says to John, come up here. Because John, you are in the natural too much. You are looking at what is happening around you currently. He says, come up here, he says, so that I can show you things to come. Because faith says, there's something better, there's something greater, there's something bigger that is coming. And if you can focus on what is currently happening around you, you might as well not dream. You might as well not have visions. Let's stand on our feet. Say, I will live in the Spirit. Say, I will live by faith. Say, I will walk by faith. We're going to have Holy Communion now. And we are going to seal this word. For us to live this year. The Bible says, so in the same way that the Bible says, thank you. In the same way that the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. In the same way, it says, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Can I ask the kids, please, to come and stand with their families or their parents? It says, those who are in the flesh. And Bazana, let us accept, in most cases, every day we wake up and we allow the flesh to dictate the climax of our day, to dictate what is going to happen on that day, to dictate to us, and we respond according to what we are feeling in the flesh. And God says, if we are living our lives like that, we cannot please God. We cannot please God. You wake up sorrowful and you allow that sorrow to drive you all throughout the day. You are looking at life through the lens of sorrow and pain. You don't see what God is trying to show you, even when God is trying to say to you, this is going to happen. Because you are looking, even listening through the filter of your sorrow, you are even rejecting what God is saying. And today, we are saying goodbye to our flesh. We fasted for 21 days to put our flesh under. Today, to say, this year I will live and I will live in the Spirit. I will live and I will live in the Spirit. I will walk in the Spirit. I will live and make decisions according to what I see with my spiritual eye, not my natural eye. And that is how everything and anything that God has promised you is going to come.
Thank you once again for listening to the message today. We trust that you were blessed by it. Please do subscribe to our podcast to receive new messages every week. Thank you very much and keep on building.